So I'll just read the scripture. It's, you know, so it's Genesis 41, 33 to 36. And it says, take the fifth of the land of Egypt in the 7 years of abundance of produce, and let them gather all the food for those good years that come, and heap up corn under the hand of Pharaoh for food in the cities, and let them guard it. And the food shall be for a store to the land against the 7 years of famine that shall be in the land of Egypt, and the land shall not be cut off in the famine. So what's going on? So goods and truths from the word indrawn in a time of abundance. That's the first thing. And that this indrawing is only possible where truths are adjoined to good. And that only can occur where those truths are used for the use for which they're given, which is their application to the life of the mind, to discern the quality of what's active there. So them being gathered speaks to the need to use truths for the purpose for which they're given, which is self-examination and repentance, or the shunning of evils. And it's this that builds up a store within the internal part of the natural. And when stored, they're organized and called cities. So cities are doctrinal formulations, and these are said to be guarded so that there's a reserve that's protected so that it can be distributed during times of famine. Yeah, so that's kind of a general overview. I think one of the things to remember is that we take things in a way, like we're taught, you know, and instructed, and all of that is absolutely critical. But the way it goes in and is held is very different to what that's going to look like when it gets distributed and where the rubber hits the road, so far as process is concerned. So a process understanding of things looks very different to a structural understanding of things, but the two things are related. You know, the structure supports the process, but that's its function, that's its use. Structures, you only have to look at the human body. All anatomical structures are there to support processes. But we can very easily fall into overemphasizing the structures and forgetting about the processes. And the processes are the functions or the uses. The reason that that overlooking can occur is because structures are just much easier to intellectually get a handle on. Processes, you actually have to do something and be engaged. And that's where we kind of find it a bit of a struggle, which is a struggle to bring truths into life. Yeah. There's the aspect of work, which is the application. There's also an aspect of work, which is taking in structures that are presented here as well, you know, like that's still important. That's how it's delivered. So it's still a vital part of it. The thing is just not to get hung up intellectually. So the example was with numbers, like you can do anything with numbers, and you could probably spend your whole life just looking at maybe working out what each paragraph number relates to in the paragraph that's being read. And people do get obsessed with things. So again, it's about the function. It's, you know, what is it given for? It's given to build a capacity to see the Lord and to see what obstructs the Lord and to do a bit of work around that. That's the important thing.